When I hear you all speak, I have no problem when you say avoid animal products. I eat 100% whole food, plant-based diet. So this totally makes sense. There's a lot of people that are saying, well, is it really that big a deal if I once a week have eggs? And if, or someone else is saying, is it really that big a deal if, you know, once every 2 weeks I have fish? So to me, it is a big deal. I feel like, but I have an extreme personality. I believe, you know, you avoid things completely. A lot of people don't really want to do that. Is it that big a deal for someone that goes, yeah, I'm more or less plant-based, but I have some egg whites occasionally. And, you know, I'll have a little bit of fish, you know, like once a month in a restaurant. So how important is it to be 100% versus mostly?
I like to tackle that from a clinical standpoint, if I may. And I think a couple of weeks ago when I was actually counseling this couple, the husband had a heart attack. And I spent about 45 minutes with him going over the whole business about how the endothelial cells were being destroyed. And when they're destroyed, they cannot make enough nitric oxide, which is the great molecule that is going to protect them. And that's the reason he had his heart. Well, I got through with all this, and the wife looked at me and she said, well, Dr. Esselstyn, would you explain to me which are the cheat days? I said, would you spell that? She said, yes, C-H-E-A-T. I said, you mean if he's good all week long and on Saturday and Sunday, he can go back to eating what he would like? Yeah, something like that. I said, well, now let's look at it this way. What you're asking me is for your husband, 104 days out of 365, you want him to fairly aggressively try to further destroy the few remaining endothelial cells he has so he can have another heart attack. Oh, she said, I didn't think of it that way. But anyway, I think that's kind of makes the point. I think once, at least with the heart patients, once you step off the curb and you have, you're just going to have a piece of chicken at the club. Okay, that's what seems fine. But then suddenly it's somebody's anniversary. That's okay too. And somebody's birthday, or it's Memorial Day. Maybe it'll be Thanksgiving or Christmas. Suddenly, there you are, losing the most important therapy we have for reversing and halting heart disease.
Can I pipe in there a little bit? We have very little data, but I'm going to quote you just three things real quick. But before I quote the data, I just tell you my own personal bias that eating a fish has 100% mortality. I tell my patients that for the fish. Okay. So anyway, the Nurses' Health Study and Health Professional Follow-Up Study from Harvard, Walter Willett's group said that if you take your fish and you substitute vegetable protein, even 3%, for every 3%, you get a 6% reduction in overall mortality. And that reached statistical significance. And so I take that seriously. It's much more because people should be, you know, doing more than just 3%. The second point that I would make is if you'll allow me a moment, is to talk about the PREDIMED trial, which is one of the best done trials that I've ever seen in nutrition. And it was because it was randomized prospective. They had some randomization problems and ended up republishing. The republishing in 2018 in New England Journal of Medicine actually made the study more famous. But what they showed was a 30% reduction in heart attack, stroke, and death. That was the combined endpoint. But right below it, in figure one, and so there was no shenanigans by the authors or the journal, they made it very clear in panel B that there was no change in mortality. If you did, took all your red meat, changed it to fish and a little poultry with extra virgin olive oil or with nuts, either one, the three mortality curves were essentially superimposable. And so when you then look at the table, I'm just stymied by the fact that everyone quotes this as a cardiovascular prevention study because it's exactly what it's not. What it showed is that when you stop eating red meat and use fish instead, supplemented with nuts or olive oil, you had a dramatic reduction in stroke. That drove the endpoint. Heart attack was the same. Cardiovascular death was the same. Overall death was the same. And so our observational trial saying that fish is better than red meat, it's really strong. It's 30 years of data, but it's not prospective randomized. The prospective randomized data says that it's just as dangerous to eat fish. And so I hope that people will just reread that study, just look at the data and realize that that combined endpoint was driven only by stroke. And, you know, we have U.S. News and World Report saying that this should be the number one diet for human health. Please read the study because the data comes to a different conclusion.
Well, my problem with PetiMed was that if I recall, that everybody who was participating in that study had to be carefully studied and had no evidence of cardiovascular disease.
They had their risk. They were at risk.
Yeah,
they were risk factors. Yeah.
And yet what happened was in every single one of the three groups, there were scores of patients who came down with heart attack, stroke, or death.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly right. So it was primary prevention, and the residual risk, even if you took it at its face value, the residual risk was actually quite high for a 5-year period. So this was not the diet for human health, as far as I'm concerned.